I don't care what they say. Unless it's anointed of the Holy Spirit and lines up with that book right there, God's not going to put a seal. Listen, the Holy Spirit will only baptize what he births. If the Holy Ghost didn't birth it, he's not going to anoint it.
Hello, everyone. This is Pastor Joey Rogers, and welcome to Revive. We're glad that you've joined us today. In just a moment, I'm going to take you into a life-changing word from the Lord as preached right here from Pace Assembly. I know that it will be a blessing to you, so get ready to receive the word of God and faith that comes by hearing that word today. Let's join it in progress, and I'll be back at the close of the program.
Today's message was taken from a recent service here at Pace Assembly. Let's go into the word with Pastor Rogers today. This sermon is entitled, The Difference Maker.
The resources of the church are found in the power and supply of the Holy Spirit. Let me tell you who he is. He's the Spirit of God. He's the Spirit of truth. He's the Spirit of witness. He's the Spirit of conviction. He's the Spirit of power. These are all names found in the Word of God to describe the Holy Spirit. He's the Spirit of holiness. He's the Spirit of life. He's the Spirit of adoption. He's the Spirit of help. He's the Spirit of liberty. If you need wisdom in that campus and on that school, he's the Spirit of wisdom. He's the Spirit of revelation. He's the Spirit of promise. He's the Spirit of love. He's the Spirit of meekness. He's the Spirit of a sound mind. He's the Spirit of grace. He's the Spirit of glory. He's the Spirit of prophecy. And whatever else you need him to be, that's who he is, because he's God Almighty. Now listen, you can know all about the Holy Spirit and his essentials, and you should. The operation, the attributes, the characteristics, because he is God. But I don't want you to be content with just acquiring knowledge and fail to experience the real power that's available to you through the power of the Holy Spirit. Jesus said to his disciples in Luke 24:49, don't do anything until you're vested, endued with power from on high. Go into Jerusalem and wait there until you receive the power from on high. He said it's coming down from above, not coming laterally. So the next blessing after salvation, when the Holy Spirit comes in, ladies and gentlemen, he now has made you purposeful and ready to be able to help someone, ready to be able to do the work of the kingdom. It's like the water that goes into the plastic thing that we call that bottle of water. By itself empty, that glass is not worth anything but throwing out. But whenever you fill it with some cool, fresh water, some cool, fresh anointing, suddenly it becomes purposeful, useful. And whenever I'm thirsty, this is where I'm going to go find. I know you like your Cokes and your Diet Cokes. It's amazing to me. Sit down and watch somebody eat a whole rack of ribs and some French fries and order a Diet Coke. You might well go the whole way. Whatever it is, but you know and I know that there's nothing that quenches our thirst like water. Come on, somebody. The next blessing upon your life after salvation, the second subsequent infilling, he comes in salvation and regeneration, but listen, you get no resources by putting a lid on what you put inside of the bottle. It's not until you open up the bottle and begin to pour out what's on the inside that you enjoy the blessing of what's in the bottle. I don't want to come to church and look at the bottle. I don't want to come to church and worship the bottle. I don't want to come to church and just be admiring the bottle or amazed at the bottle. I don't want to sit there and be thirsty when I know that I need the fullness of the Spirit. I'm going to go ahead and open up. Come on, somebody. I'm going to go ahead and open up, because when I open up and let the Holy Spirit come out, that's the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And suddenly you become to be something that's more than what you were before. You're not just some glass, but now you've been filled with the Holy Ghost and with fire. Come on, somebody. He's not just now on you, but now he is in you. Come on, somebody. If you thought the Holy Spirit coming in at conversion was something, wait until you've been filled, baptized with the overflowing power of the Holy Spirit. Somebody said, preacher, how do you do what you do? I can assure you I have no other help other than the power of the Holy Spirit that comes alongside me. I can't preach without him. And quite frankly, you can't worship without him. You can't sing without him. And in the time we're living in, with all the mess that's on the highway, you can't even drive a car without him. Come on, somebody. I can't get up in the morning because he's the one who wakes me up in the morning. When I go to bed at night, it's not the melatonin that puts me to sleep. It's the Holy Ghost gentle breeze upon my life that said, take your ease. I'll be up all night. Ladies and gentlemen, we need the Holy Spirit. And one reason why that many people are missing is because they're not hungry. When you get thirsty enough, you'll reach for what is really going to satisfy. I submit to you the Holy Ghost. He will satisfy you every time. I don't know about you, but I'm tired of dead, dry, cold church. What I need is a fresh drink of water every time I show up. I don't need my preacher to be out on the golf course every week getting up a little cliche. I need him to be in the prayer closet and come out with a thus saith the Lord. I want to sit beside somebody filled with the Holy Ghost that when I say hallelujah, they say hallelujah. When I say praise, they say God. Ladies and gentlemen, that's not easy to be able to have a Pentecostal church, but I came to tell you that's what Pace Assembly is, that's what it's been, and that's what it's always going to be, a Holy Ghost tongue talking, fire baptized kind of church. Now, if you want that, welcome to the real church from the book of Acts. Come on now. I'm talking about the church that's going to make a difference. Plenty of churches that occupy the landscape. And I'm telling you, my friends, I'm sad to know even the very church that I was saved in, I got the word a few days ago because there is no one that wants to go. Last membership roster was 3. They've shut that church down, my home church where I got saved. Can I tell you something? Somebody needs to get refired with the Holy Spirit. And I don't care who you are or where you are. If there's not an anointing, wait for the anointing to come before you do anything, because when you step up and grab a microphone, when you step up and lay hands, when you step up and begin to witness, it shouldn't be you, it should be the anointing that's overflowing in your life that they're experiencing. That's the reason why I don't want to do a whole lot of counseling. I don't need to know all your stuff. You don't need a preacher who's just a kid. If you want counseling, I'll direct you. I'll help you in some area. I'll do anything I can, point you in the right direction. But I'm not here to kiss babies. I'm not a politician, even though I love you, babies. Come on. I'm here as your pastor and preacher to be filled and to influence you to be filled, because we cannot accomplish what we need to do without his help. I know you're smart. We got a lot of incredibly intelligent people. But you need to be filled with the Holy Spirit before you step into that classroom and teach those little kids. Come on, somebody. He shall be in you. We have to depend on him to lead us and guide us. Listen to me, all you graduates. You must depend on him to lead you and guide you. In fact, ask for his help. I said, ask for his help. He wants to lead you and guide you. The church is not called to compete with the world. And today, much of what is shown and people see is if you've got the lights, the smoke, and the orator, you got it all together. But I've seen a lot of places pack out with somebody that was dry as last year's bird's nest. I don't care what they say. Unless it's anointed of the Holy Spirit and lines up with that book right there, God's not going to put a seal. Listen, the Holy Spirit will only baptize what he births. If the Holy Ghost didn't birth it, he's not going to anoint it. Come on, somebody. This is important because the Holy Spirit is more powerful. We want to compare, and God said, you're not having to compete with this world. We'll never have enough lights and enough stuff to be able to compete. Hollywood and everybody else will have no doubt. We'll do what we can do with what we've got. I'll use any mechanism, illustration that I possibly can. But I want you to know something. We're not called to compete with this world out here. And that's the reason why that you got to make up your mind. I'm going to come to church on Sunday. I'm going to come on Wednesday. We're in revival, whatever it may be, because there's going to be plenty of competition for your time. But the Holy Spirit said to me, you're not out there competing with this world. There is no competition. Greater is he that is in you, church, than he that is in the world. There is no competition. The Holy Spirit is more powerful than 10,000s of the world. Come on now. The Holy Spirit comes to bring the resurrection life of God on the inside. He gives us witness that Jesus is alive. How do you know Jesus is alive? Well, no, the only way you know is by the witness of the Holy Spirit. You weren't there when he got up from the grave, but you have the Spirit that got him up from the grave. You have dwelling on the inside, not another Holy Spirit that's not attached to Jesus. It's the same Spirit of Jesus, the Christ, dwells in you if you're a believer and born again. You need to understand, he's not giving you a substitute or a sub-God. He's giving to you the same Spirit. He said, it's better for you, expedient for you that I go away. For if I go not away, disciples, I can't send him. He's dwelling on the inside of me. But when I go, you're going to know I've arrived. How do you know? Because I'm going to sit down at the right hand of the Father in majesty and glory. And when I sit down in my seat, I'm sending you the same Spirit that raised up my body. Ladies and gentlemen, there is a power that is in this world called the Holy Ghost, and he is greater than any power or authority. I don't care what North Korea, Iran, or anybody else does. There is a power that's greater. It's God Almighty, and that God is dwelling in you. Say amen. He's the breath, the ruah of the Almighty. The Bible says that Adam was laying there a form, and all of a sudden, God breathed the ruah, the spirit. And man became a living nephesh, a living soul. He was aware of himself for the first time. Before you got saved, you didn't know what you were supposed to do, where you were supposed to go, how you were going to get there. Oh, you had a plan, but the book says you may have plans, but God has a purpose. Let me try that one on. I know you got plenty of plans inside of your life, but God's purposes will prevail, the proverb says. Once you become aware through the power of the Holy Spirit in your life, suddenly the direction of God becomes clear. Your eyes are open. You become aware of the reason why I'm existing. I'm not just here as a protoplasmic blob of nothingness on this earth. I'm here by divine appointment and assignment of God Almighty. And he so much values me that he took his same Spirit and placed that Spirit on the inside of me so I could be a success and a conqueror through all things. Ladies and gentlemen, we are spirit-led, not spirit-driven. And even though the trends of the church today will depend upon the arm of the flesh and human abilities, this church right here will always depend upon the Holy Spirit to flow through. Otherwise, there is nothing left. No amount of human effort can accomplish or substitute for what the Holy Spirit can do. You're sitting in a building right now, and the other buildings on this property that are paid for today. Because the hand of God guided the individual, my predecessor, my mentor, the emeritus, to be able to lead this church in that direction. Not just to be paid for, but to have a place that is strictly and thoroughly furnished of the Holy Spirit. Now, some of you weren't here when the predecessors and the prayer warriors that have gone on were sitting in the very locations where you are. But can I tell you, all around this place, all around this property, all inside of the individuals that are in this building that are filled with the Holy Spirit is the same Spirit of God that's kept this church alive. When they wanted to come in and shoot the preacher, it was a Holy Ghost conviction that grabbed a hold of the man with the gun and made him go outside. When the devil tried to come inside of the chapel in the middle of a service and the Holy Ghost anointing was there, they opened up the Bible, the preacher did, captured the devil, threw him outside, and people saw the manifestation of that devil leaving this place. Ladies and gentlemen, it's no less that we're fighting in spiritual warfare today, and no less of the Holy Spirit can we have than those that occupied the upper room in the book of Acts chapter 2.
I'm thankful that you've joined us for Revive today, and I pray that the word of the Lord has been strength to you. If you'd like more information about today's message, log on to paceassembly.org, or you can email us right there, revive@paceassembly.org, and I want to encourage you to be right back here with us once again. Till then, remember, Jesus Christ is coming soon.